Welcome to Time Travel the Podcast, featuring the continuing temporal adventures of Brian Harfax and the Time Force.
Brian Harfax, human being, standing in a featureless ovoid room suffused with sourceless blue light. I shat myself.
Yeah, that'll happen.
I spun in place to regard an older man, dressed like Dash Rendar in Shadows of the Empire. Look it up.
Don't worry, we'll get you some new pants.
He was so nonchalant, his presence so calming, that I was able instantly to regain my composure and deal with the situation as it presented itself.
What the fuck is happening to me? I want to go home!
Okay, yeah, I know. Calm it down, everything's fine.
No, it's not!
The border's pretty disconcerting the first time, I guess. Did you manage to scream?
No.
Would you like to? It might help.
Okay.
Yeah, there you go. Let it out. Go ahead, have another one. Tucker yourself out a little. Right, now then, we're gonna go ahead and get some other shockaroonies out of the way. Sound good? Where you're at right now, and you know, welcome, and all that. This is the USTS Gordon Lightfoot. It's a time machine, I'm the captain, time travel's a real thing, you're probably never going to see any of your family or friends ever again. Would you like to scream some more?
No, I think I'm
great.
Okay.
Ready for a tour? Let's take a tour. This, of course, is the teleporter room. It's also where we play Twister. You like Twister? I guess it's not usually like a grown-up game, but it keeps us nimber. The ship's named, of course, for the 1970s musician responsible for the classic song The Wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald. Funny story, first thing I did after I was put in command was to go back in time and rescue her crew.
Something's going to happen to Gordon Lightfoot?
No, the Edmund Fitzgerald. Come on. 29 guys? In a boat? Lake Superior? No, anybody? Big deal at the time. I haven't done a lot of other research, but according to the song, they'd have made Whitefish Bay if they'd put 15 more miles behind her. So, I took this ship, used the old tractor beam, transplanted him 15 miles further towards Whitefish Bay. Figured I'd do a little good deed, you know, put my own stamp on the ship.
I really don't understand.
Unfortunately, since the wreck never happened, Gordon Lightfoot never wrote the song that would make him famous.
Famous might be pushing it.
And because the vessel was named for the now no longer famous Gordon Lightfoot, this caused a paradox that threatened the entire universe. We had to go back again and make sure the wreck happened. But in order to not cause yet another paradox, we had to come in after our previous selves had dropped him off and, you know what? Maybe I shouldn't have brought it up.
Well, what happened?
Doug handled it.
Who's Doug?
Ah, nice guy. You'll meet him. Anyway, there's the engine room.
Yeah, BTW, how does time travel work?
Science.
Okay. Ask a stupid question.
Ah, science works in there. She makes the device work. Also with science. Science!
Yeah?
Meet Brian.
Right, Brian, right. We're going with Brian, right?
Hey, glad to meet you. So, how does time travel work?
Oh, you know.
No, seriously. How does it work?
Okay, so the captain, he's up on the bridge, right?
I'm with the sofa.
And he pushes some buttons, and then he goes on the intercom, and he's all, prepared for temporal displacement. And I have to keep the intercom on, like, all the time, because you never know, but usually not when we're asleep.
Okay.
And so then I, like, do my science thing, you know, like, boop, 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 and then the ship does this noise, like, and hey, presto! Look, guys, my ramen is burning.
Jesus, science, how do you burn ramen?
Yeah,
it cooks in water.
All right.
Well, that's the engine room. As you were, science. Continue violating nature.
What I do?
Oh, those are the dorms. That's the, kitchen. And here's the bridge. Now, I bet you're wondering why you're here.
Not really. I'm destined for greatness.
Yep. Turns out you are. Brian Harfax, I brought you aboard the USTS Gordon Lightfoot to help solve a mystery. The mystery.
The mystery.
Of my missing memories. Years ago, I was at the Multiversal Institution of Temporal Studies. My best friend was a transplanted 21st century figure whom we have since come to know as the villainous James McAvoy.
Hey, how are you?
Why don't you sound British?
Oh, I'm practicing for my role as an American with a sinus infection.
You're keeping up with your movie career? While you're in the Time Force?
You know, weekends. And...
But you always seems like you're hanging around here.
You know, time travel. It works out.
There, we became friends, then bitter enemies.
How?
I don't remember. There are gaps in my memory, going back to my earliest moments as a time traveler. I can only assume the villainous James McAvoy is somehow responsible.
But none of this explains why I'm here.
Well, Yeah, all right. We got one more little shakaroonie for you. You might want to sit down.
I think I'm cool.
Seriously, sit down.
I don't...
All right. You shat your pants. Signs, bring Brian some pants.
On it!
How does she know my size?
That's the thing. How about... Okay, you want to, like, lean on the console there?
Fine,
seriously,
sure,
this
fine.
Is a big one. Get, like, most of your weight on it.
Yep. All good over here.
Brian, you're the young me.
Oh. Well, what a nice thing to say.
No,
thanks, man.
No, I mean, I'm the older version.
No, I got it.
Of you.
I'm going to grow up to be just like you. A badass time captain.
No, you're
awesome.
Going to grow up to be me.
Metaphorically.
No, literally.
Right, literally in its current colloquial sense, meaning not literally.
You're struggling with the concept. Look, you are in a time machine.
I know.
Right now.
I'm not dumb.
30 years from now, you're going to be the captain of a time machine.
Awesome.
This time machine.
I'm glad you have so much faith
no,
in me.
Okay. At some point, realizing that you are missing some key memories, you're going to hop into this very time machine, go back in time, and pick yourself up in a grocery store.
Okay. Wait. You picked back... Okay, I get it now. But if I'm the captain of the time machine...
Yes?
Who's Doug? Am I Doug? Why aren't you captain anymore?
Oh, Lords of Kobol.
Wait, you're into Battlestar Galactica? I'm into Battlestar Galactica.
Yeah, of course, but... Look, your name is Brian Harfax.
Pleased to meet you, by the way.
My name is also Brian Harfax.
That's just gonna be confusing. How about we call you BH?
We're gonna call me Captain Harfax.
Won't that piss off the captain?
The worst is, I remember this conversation, and there's nothing I can do to stop it. Hey, it's Doug. How you doing, Doug?
Hey,
thank
Captain.
God Doug's
Brian,
here.
Brian, yeah? I'm Doug. Brought you some pants. Space pants. Pretty cool, right?
Hi, Doug.
Doug here is a biomechanical super soldier from the year 2835.
Wow, cool.
Yeah, thanks. Wouldn't think of to look at me, right? It's tactical camo. Under most circumstances, I just look like an unassuming dude. Stand still too long in a forest? I look like a tree. In Portland, I grow a meth addiction.
So, what do you really look like then?
Oh, something like this.
Oh, God, no, what the hell?
I know, right?
How does a human being come to look like that?
Well, glad you asked, first of all, because I am totally cool to talk about it, obviously. When I was about 16, they cut open my back and replaced all my bones with metal. Long story short, I am pretty much a human nervous system stapled to a bunch of, slowly rusting military hardware.
Stapled?
Best word for it. I'm just a bunch of, like, nerve endings connected to some metal, some ceramics, a small nuclear core.
Sounds
painful. It's mostly safe, don't worry, Oh, it is constant agony. Basically, it feels like every one of my bones is broken and jutting out through my skin.
Wow.
You know, it's all I can do to keep from screaming. In fact, that's pretty much how I relax. I've got a soundproof quarter in the back. In the evening, I like to just settle down, allow myself to express the physical pain as well as, you know, the existential horror of what I become by screaming until I pass out. Lungs and nervous system. Yeah, still got lungs too. That's why I gotta quit smoking.
Wow.
Yeah, I like to get it all out there. Don't sweat it. But hey, when we're in the field, give me a shout if you see a soundproof room. Screaming myself unconscious in a soundproof room is what I have instead of sex. Oh, also, my brain simulates an orgasm every time I kill someone. They got that idea from a comic book, I think. Anyway, enjoy the pants. Have yourselves a great day.
Bye, Doug. Great guy. Great guy. I love Doug. Total sweetheart. Also, he's just... really good at killing people with his hands.
Oh my God.
Hey, you know, we're time forced. Sometimes we have to, do a little bit of dirty work. I'm not gonna sugarcoat it, kid. Things can get rough. You'll see things, do things you never wanted to. Things you'll wish you could forget. Evil things. It's in the service.
Oh my God, these pants are so comfy.
Yeah, they do look pretty comfy. But always remember.
God.
Yeah, we do get comfy pants. One of the upsides.
Is that it? Is that the crew?
Almost. We have one other agent whom we have to pick up in the field. Science,
yes, sir.
Prepare for temporal displacement.
Yes, sir.
Boy, she wasn't kidding.
She loves her sound effects. Agent J, as we call her now, I guess, is in medieval Rome, fulfilling her obligations as the Pope.
What?
All right, science, bring her up. Brian, I'd like you to meet Pope Joan.
Buongiorno.
For purposes of clarity, we are going to translate all foreign languages into English, excluding colloquialisms and profanity.
Buongiorno!
Guess we're calling that a colloquialism, then.
Pleasure to meet your acquaintance.
What?
Oh, right. Listen. Joan.
It's Pope Joan.
Sure. Listen, young me doesn't understand early medieval Italian. Do you mind if we speak English?
I don't speak English.
Hey, guys, you're being a little rude. What's she saying?
I'll tell you later. Pope Joan, you're going to have to learn English. The good news is we have the benefit of time travel. You can learn it instantly.
What? Does science have a teaching device or something?
Probably not. And if so, you don't want to use it.
It is a bad word.
Science, why are you listening in?
You never turned off the intercom.
You never showed me how to do it.
How am I going to learn English instantly?
Oh, I meant instantly from my perspective. Yeah, I'll just drop you off in an English-speaking place, then pick you up in 6 months. Be like you were never gone.
Which English-speaking place?
Well, given that it's Brian you need to communicate
with, someone said my name.
We'll send you to his time and place. 21st century Los Angeles.
For 6 months? Fuck that!
Listen, Joan.
Pope Joan!
Pope Joan, you need to learn to communicate with Brian.
Yeah, but you and I both speak medieval Italian, and Doug has that internal translator, and science speaks everything.
It's the red button, by the way.
So how come I have to learn English, hmm? Let's send Brian to medieval Italy for 6 months.
Seriously, guys, if you're going to keep this up, could I have, like, a magazine or something?
Listen, Brian, new plan. We're going to drop you off in medieval Rome for 6 months so you can learn medieval Italian.
What? Why?
Because Pope Joan doesn't speak English.
Well, that doesn't really seem fair.
Guys, I feel like you're being a little rude.
Joan, I'm trying to convince...
Listen, BH, I think...
Captain Harfax, okay? It's Captain Harfax. Joan.
It's Pope Joan.
Brian doesn't think it's fair that he should have to go to medieval Rome for 6 months.
Why not? It's awesome there.
Brian, Joan doesn't want to go to 21st century LA for 6 months.
Well, she has a valid point. It's a terrible, terrible place.
So, how do we solve this?
Wait, Captain. How come you could speak medieval Italian anyway?
I don't remember.
There you go! We send young you! That's how you learned it! Boom! Mystery unraveled! I'm gonna go eat an Abba Zabba in the breakfast nook.
Hold your horses there, young Pope. There's only one solution that's fair. Science! Prepare for temporal shift! Science?
You have to hit the red button.
Science! Prepare for temporal shift! We're gonna beam Brian to medieval Rome.
Boop, 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 boop.
Wait, what?
Okay, boop, 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 another temporal shift, if you please. Beam Pope Joan to 21st century Los Angeles. And... we're gonna take a moment to enjoy the quiet, guys. Hey, Doug.
What's up, boss?
Doug, how you doing?
Same shit. You teaching everybody languages?
Yeah, you know, the old-fashioned way. Say, I always wondered, how does your internal translator work?
Painfully. You walked right into that one. Seriously, though, it is excruciating.
Okay, but could we install them in a non-cyborg somehow?
I guess maybe you could. Although at that point, wouldn't that person become, to a certain extent, a cyborg? You know what? I love our philosophical chats.
Me too, but I mean like practically, though.
Oh, yeah, of course. I mean... totally, you could. You just have to cut the person's head off and tuck the translator into his or her vertebrae. It's about a 2-year recovery period. Plus, whenever anybody says anything to me, it feels like my skull is caving in, except, you know, don't really have a skull anymore.
Anyway, 6 months later, it's Joan time! Aboard and so on. How was it?
I found a sublet in Koreatown and got work as a production assistant. It was awful. I joined an improv team.
Aw, Joni, it's okay. It's all over now. Let's grab Brian. Whoa, Brian, okay?
Been living on bones, begging in the streets.
Calm down there, buddy.
I killed a man over half of a rat. I've done things to survive. And on my arm, the mark. Oh God, I think it's plague.
Science, can you get up here, please? Listen, Brian, it's been rough, but didn't you learn medieval Italian?
Well, I guess I learned rat, half thereof, also please and stop and stabbing and me. Oh, and Bubo.
Well, there you go. Anyway, Joan's English is great now, so we can get going.
Just so hungry.
Hey, what's up? Whoa! Now that's what I call boobos.
I don't understand. Medieval Rome always seemed so pleasant.
Pleasant?
Yeah, I just hung out in the Vatican, eating stuff and talking in Latin, had a bunch of awesome outfits. Oh, you know what? I hear it. Now I say it out loud, I hear it.
I can't unsee the things I've seen.
Sure you can.
What?
Yeah, I'll just carve those parts right out of your brain. Snip, snip.
But will he remember his Italian?
Yeah, probably.
Okay, then, here you go, Brian. We'll cure your buboes, wipe out parts of your memory, and get back to the mission. The mission of solving the mystery of the gaps in my memory. Science!
Yes, sir?
Science! Have you ever, okay, this might sound a little silly. Have you ever wiped my memory?
Oh, yeah, all the time. Twice this morning.
So, the mystery of my missing memories.
Was me. Yes.
Why didn't you say anything?
You were having so much fun.
Time Travel the Podcast is written and directed by Phil Gould and produced and edited by Michael Zazadinsky. It stars Phil Gould as Brian Harfax, Jessica Spaw as Science and Pope Joan, and Simon Gibson as Doug. Guest starring Michael Zazadinsky as the villainous James McAvoy. Tune in 2 weeks' time for the next thrilling installments. Next time on Time Travel the Podcast.
This is the least painful thing that can happen.
Well, shit, guys. Looks like it's us from the future. I hate this kind of thing.
Are we gonna do it?
We swore we would.
And we did prepare.
And we might not get another chance.
Tea and crumpets. Royal wedding!
You want some coffee? Some nutrient-rich petroleum-based jelly?
I'm cool. No, thank you.
Bye!
Bye.
See you guys later.
Come on, Doug. You're my favorite.
Nice to meet you.
Hey,
I'd love to meet your family.
Other Doug. Bye.